say it is very
fertile.
Mm-hmm. All right. The flat land along a stream is called what?
The bottom land.
A low-lying grassland is referred to as what?
A meadow.
Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for most of the time. What would you call this?
It'd be swampy land.
The place where salt hay grows, it's close to the sea, where there's wet land with salt hay growing in it, it's referred to as what?
Marshes.
What different kinds of soil do you have in a field? Have you heard them referred to as different names? The kinds of soil? Sandy soil, rocky soil,
yes,
black soil, or what are some terms you've heard used?
I just say that's good bottom land.
They don't use an adjective to describe the soil, a certain kind of soil.
Rich.
Have you ever heard the word loam?
Loamy soil, yes.
If they're getting water off of the marshes that we spoke of earlier, you'd say they are
dredging.
All right. Okay. Or what might be another word for dredging? Means the same thing as dredging.
Draining the ground.
All right. What would you call the thing that they have to dig to drain the water off?
We dig a ditch.
To let the water drain off. There's a shallow arm of the sea, or tidal stream, that comes, up inland from the sea, and it's a narrow bit of water. What would you call
An
that?
An inlet.
Deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field, and it's usually about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. We call it a...
Let's see where I've heard of that. Big gullies.
Erosion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eroded.
Have you ever heard of the term ravine?
Yes.
But you would call it more of a
gully. In our section, because ravines I would consider bigger than a gully.
If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field, like we were just talking about, you said the ravine would be the big one, the 10 feet wide and 10 feet deep. But if it's just a little furrow and the rain has cut it out, then you call that
a gully.
What do you call a small stream of water?
A branch.
Are there any other names for small streams of water that you can think of?
A creek.
Name some streams of water, starting maybe with the smallest one. You say a creek, and then they get bigger and they go up to a river. What would you call them
as they tributaries
progress in size?
Tributaries to the main lake, river.
Well, I was just thinking in terms of different sizes of water. This one's a creek, and a little bit bigger one might be
a brook.
A little bit bigger might be called a you call it a branch?
Well, yes. They're all the same.